You have to understand, and when it comes, that's what my worry is when it comes to Ozempic, when it comes to any of these pills, when it comes to these drastic diets or what have you, it's you have to understand that your body's missing nutrients that it really needs. Forget about the protein, carbs, and fats. That's one thing. We just talked about that. But you're missing minerals, you're missing vitamins, you're missing all these good things that your body needs. And then what's going to happen?
Welcome to Fit and Focus, Wellness for Busy Women, the podcast where we dive into the world of health and well-being tailored specifically for women who are juggling demands of both career and family. I'm your host, Shane, and I understand the challenges of balancing a thriving career while nurturing a family. So grab your headphones, take a deep breath, and let's embark on this journey to become the best versions of ourselves together. Get ready to get fit and focus.
The importance of nutrients when we're in a caloric deficit, okay? Or restricting calories. So let's begin and discuss a couple things when it comes to what is caloric restriction. So when it comes to caloric restriction, it's pretty much mean you're not eating your amount of calories, your body requires to maintain weight. Okay, long story short, we're pretty much trying to lose weight, so we're taking in less calories than our maintenance. Okay? Okay, so for instance, when I say maintenance, for us to survive, we need, let's say 1500 calories, but we're getting, only during a caloric restriction, we're getting just 1,000. Okay. So the problem with that is, and we need to definitely go into this more in detail, but the problem with that is if we're not eating enough, we're probably missing a lot of nutrients when, with that restriction. Okay. A lot of things can actually happen with us restricting that many calories. If you think about calories, we just think about calories in a negative standpoint, or we're going to gain weight and so on and stuff like that. But in reality, what comes with those calories, depending on what you eat, of course, you get nutrients, things you need to function and survive and all these different kind of stuff with the organs and everything. So we'll get into that too as well. All right, let me make sure that this is streaming. Yes, this is streaming just fine on the Facebook. From what I see. Okay. All right. So let me just double check to make sure. Just want to make sure because I don't want any problem. Yes, it is working. Perfect. Okay. So the importance of nutrients, we just talked about things good for health, energy levels, metabolism, and immune system, immune function. Okay. We just kind of went over that real quick before. Okay. So more detail now. The nutrients. What are the nutrients? The vitamins, the minerals, the protein, the carbs, and the fats, and actually including water too. Let me throw that in there too. Those are those things that we usually take away when it comes to restriction. And we'll get into what I mean vitamins and minerals. We'll get into that in a minute. But protein, like normally, okay. So a structured way when it comes to your dieting, you're gonna be on a diet. So you're going to be, protein is key. So make sure your protein level is still up. Your fats, you want to have your fats about 30% of your calories, roughly about 30%. But then your carbs, you can play around your carbs and take carbs away and certain stuff like that. So when you're trying to cut calories, is usually main thing you're cutting is carbs. But also a little bit of fat too, of course, and so on. Okay, but you don't mess with protein. And of course, water too. You don't mess with water. Keep your water content up. Okay, so now you have to understand when it comes down to it, these, the carbs, protein, and fats brings other things along with it. Okay, when it comes to eating them, I'm talking about whole carbs, the whole protein. I mean, lean protein, I should say, and whole grain carbs. Okay, you want to make sure that you're actually taking in those a good amount because you're going to get certain things like iron, fiber, what else we're talking about? Calcium, sodium as well. Because remember, sodium is not entirely bad, but we usually add more sodium than our body needs. Yeah, potassium. It's like tons of stuff that our body misses because we usually say no carbs, so we can't have fruit. Okay, but you get fiber, you get good things, antioxidants, all these different things if you take away fruit. Okay, so you have to understand that. Okay, then when it comes to now caloric dense, we'll kind of to elaborate more. Is the fact of the matter is we need all those caloric dense foods, especially like I said, fruit, the whole grains, and the meats. Like for instance, if you have steak, if you eat steak, and if you don't eat steak, definitely I recommend getting some type of iron tablet or some supplement or something like that, which is actually going to get into later. But you want to make sure that you understand if you're going to take something away when it comes to the especially protein, carbs, and fats. That's pretty much when it comes down to, you're going to be missing a lot of other things that your body really needs. Okay, pretty much can't, I guess, reiterate or say that enough. Okay, so that's the problem when it comes to caloric restriction. We're missing certain things our body needs to really function. Things like vitamin D, vitamin C, you know, all these different kind of things that help those small things to help your body develop and grow. Okay, and to get, you know, the results that you want, you know, physically. Okay.
Are you ready to transform your health and wellness journey? At Kadapa Strength, I'm committed to helping you achieve your goals through my three pillars for results. First, I educate, equipping you with essential knowledge to understand your body and its needs. Then I execute a tailored plan, ensuring every step is personalized to your unique lifestyle. Finally, I encourage, providing accountability and support every step of the way. Get ready to unlock your full potential and thrive in every aspect of your life. Visit me today and let's embark on this journey together. Check me out at kandapastrength.com.
Now, when it comes to, this is a little side note too. Understand that you want to actually have, when you're having a regular diet, you're not trying to lose weight or whatever. It's something I never said before. You want to make sure you have variety of different colors when it comes to vegetables, when it comes to fruit. Variety is very, very important when it comes to this. So if you can, please make sure that you add different colors, the yellows, the greens, the reds, and maybe oranges if you have like fruit. I mean, orange, like fruit, the orange. But what else? What orange? What fruit is orange? Well, I mean, what other vegetable? What carrots? I don't know why I forgot. Yeah, carrots. All right. Of course, I'm going to talk about also, too, good fats. Good fats like avocados, olive oil, and nuts. Okay, because that's something when we are in a diet phase, we try to, you know, stay away from carbs, but that's, we try to stay away from fat too, unless we're doing keto or something like that. All right, so we want to make sure that we are ready, we're understanding what we're losing, what we're missing out on. Okay, so let's move on. And of course, we just kind of touch base with this too, the micronutrients. The vitamin K, the vitamin B, the calcium, especially as we are older, especially, sorry to say, but females, we have problems with that, with our calcium. We just talked about magnesium and zinc. They're good for muscle function, the heart, actually too, okay? We want to make sure we're on top of that, okay? Me, personally, I thought I wasn't getting enough magnesium, and I started taking a calcium supplement, magnesium supplement, and actually gave me more like a palpitations. Okay, so be careful of that. And actually, I think, I don't know if I said this before, I know I said it to a few clients, if you start taking something, make sure you write it down or make you keep a mental note, say, hey, I'm taking this now, taking this vitamin to see if it improve or what happened. Make sure you're mentally writing it down or writing it down too, so you can like know if something's going wrong. Okay, it must be because of this. It must be because of that. Okay. All right. So next thing. Okay. So, but potential deficiencies that can potentially happen that you have to be aware of. Okay. A lot of deficits if you're not eating. Like I said, if you're not eating, let's say you're staying away from dairy. Okay, that's fine. If you want to stay away from dairy, Because people say dairy causes inflammation. You're trying to get rid of that, the extra weight caused by inflammation, extra fluid caused by inflammation. So you're going to try to get away from dairy. So understand, you still need that vitamin D. You're going to go outside or you're going to take a supplement. Okay, so it's all about planning and understanding what needs to be done, and just having a plan and just really, you know, understanding what the drawbacks are for whatever you're going to do. So let me make that up with some type of supplement or something, being outside when it comes to vitamin D. There's all other things you might not be able to just easily go outside to get. Okay, B12s, magnesium, of course, there's supplements for all of these. Okay, but understand what you're going to be missing so you're not adding way too much, if that makes sense. Okay, you don't want to add way too much of that, whatever it may be. Okay, so next thing, this is one of the most important things that I wanted to talk about. When it comes to meal planning, or meal planning tips. Okay, so you're dropping your calories and everything. Me personally, I think the best tool that you can use, let me make sure that no one is saying anything. The best thing that you could potentially use is intermittent fasting. Okay. Now, I'm not preaching to you to tell you to do this all the time. I'm not telling you. But when you're in your diet phase, I highly recommend it to do intermittent fasting. Okay. Now, all of you, it depends on your lifestyle and what you, your schedule and everything. Everyone's different. Okay. So let's say, hypothetically speaking, you're on intermittent fasting. Okay. The thing is, people have a tendency, okay, I'm just going to have one meal a day. I'm going to work my way down to only have one meal a day and that's it. So that one meal, let's say hypothetically speaking, you have your protein. Your protein's at 30 grams of protein. Your carbs is 30. Let's say it's all 30. Except for your fats. Your fats is 8 grams of fat. And you only have that one meal per day. That's all you're getting. And that's not enough for your body to actually survive on. Okay? And then a lot of things can happen. A lot of bad things can happen. Yes, one meal a day sounds amazing, sounds fantastic. But in my personal opinion, you might as well take Ozempic. You might as well take one of those things if you're just going to have one meal a day. And one meal, you're not hitting your caloric needs or your macro needs. Because eventually your body's going to get to a stand. There's a lot of stuff that can happen. Eventually your body's going to reach to a standstill. It's not going to lose any more weight. Okay, even if you start losing some weight, your body's going to stop. It's going to freak out. It's going to go to survival mode. So that's out the window. Okay, but then if you stay on it, okay, I'm going to stick with it. Eventually it's going to fall off and then more drastic stuff can happen. Okay, you have to understand with intermittent fasting, you are trying to shorten your window of eating, but you're still eating what you're supposed to be eating. So let's say, for instance, again, I'm supposed to hit 1500 macros, 1500 calories, 205, that's actually, this is actually my macro, 205 protein, I think it's 67 fats, and 50 something or whatever, I still forgot what the carbs are. But I have to get all that in pretty much one meal. It's not impossible, but it's tough. And there's a lot of research saying that if for you to have the digest and actually utilize more than 50 grams of protein, it's kind of hard for your body to do that. Okay, that's why it's just good to break it up in a couple meals per day or whatever. But either way, that's why they preach that when they say, "Oh, six small meals a day or whatever," kind of break it up. But my personal opinion, like I said, intermittent fasting, especially in the area of the world we're in and how hard we're working, how crazy our schedule is, I think intermittent fasting is perfect. You can say you have a black coffee in the morning, do what you have to do. If you're not working out in the morning, black coffee in the morning or whatever, you got to go do what you have to do or whatever, then you break your fast. Let's say, halfway speaking, let's say 10 or 12 or something with some type of protein shake or something like that, and then carry on for the rest of the day eating normally. okay? It's just pretty much to kind of shorten everything down, okay? But also comes with meal preparation. You should prepare your meals. But like I said, I just think intermittent fasting can actually help when it comes to the weight loss portion of it, and be able to control. Because there's one thing intermittent fasting taught me is just how to control my hunger, know when I'm really hungry or when I'm thirsty, okay? So it's important to know the difference, okay? So that's what you have to understand. And that's what my worry is when it comes to Ozempic, when it comes to any of these pills, when it comes to these drastic diets or what have you, it's you have to understand that your body's missing nutrients that it really needs. Forget about the protein, carbs, and fats. That's one thing. We just talked about that. But you're missing minerals, you're missing vitamins, you're missing all these good things that your body needs. And then what's going to happen? You might not be able to function properly. You might not be able to, we talked about having your period on a regular basis. All these different things might not happen because you're lacking in other areas. Okay, so make sure you understand that when it comes to restricting your diet. Okay, like I said, I just think that's very, very important if you can structure it properly, meal prep, and have everything in front of you so you know what you need to eat. Because your body's going to be missing things and it will not be happy. Okay? Okay, also being something I have to say too, I put in my notes to actually make sure I bring it up. When it comes to calories, please understand, we talked about this a couple weeks ago, about understanding what calories good, which calories is like actual calories, and then you have empty calories. Empty calories mean that they don't do anything, but just gives you energy, and which is good, but if not utilized the right way, they could definitely turn to fat. And I'm talking about like the Pop-Tarts, the donuts, those kind of things. I think someone was talking to me today about they went to Boston Market, the one Olive Garden. And everyone who ever been to Olive Garden definitely had their sticks, their garlic sticks. So the thing is, believe it or not, if you look at that garlic stick, it's not the carb that's the problem. It's two other things. It's the salt and the fat. Because it has butter and has all this kind of stuff in it. I mean, like the good stuff. I mean, it tastes amazing. Don't get me wrong. But the fact of the matter is, the most thing you should really worry about is the amount of fat that's on it, the butter. And I think, I don't know if they fried it, probably not. But the butter that's on it and the salt that's on it. Those are the things you should actually have to worry about. Not really anything else. As crazy as that might sound, okay? You're thinking carbs right away, but that's what you have to worry about. Let me see, what other example? I mean, yeah, like I said, Pop-Tarts, the cereals. Be careful with your cereals, especially when you have kids. And I actually posted something. I'm gonna talk about this at the end. Actually, I could talk about it now because we're almost done anyway. The thing is, what's very, very important that you understand is our kids. We really have to pay attention to our kids and make sure they're not copying our bad habits. And I made a video about this. There's a couple things. If your kids do sports, make sure you listen to what the coach is saying when it comes to nutrition. Okay, then fact check with a dietitian, or even have your child go to a dietitian or go to a nutritionist or whatever to make sure it's somebody credible. I'm not saying the coaches don't know what they're saying, but you know, they might say, oh, you know, to stop eating or do this or whatever. This has happened. Okay, other things too to be worried about. Do not judge yourself in front of the child. Okay, that's very important. They will repeat that. The old mommy said that about herself. That means I should say it about myself too. And also too, this is number one. I mean, this is number one, but it's like, and I should have said it first. But don't criticize the child for the weight. If anything, just get them active, get them moving around. I wouldn't even stop them from eating. I wouldn't stop my child from eating, even if they have a weight problem. I just get them moving more. And then if you get them moving more and they're eating more, the weight will kind of distribute where it needs to go, meaning adding more muscle and certain stuff like that. And actually, something else too, one of my friends actually asked me, Shane, what kind of protein should I give my protein powder, should I give to my son? He's doing wrestling, he's 12 years old, what should I give him? I told him nothing. I told him, do not give that child anything. Let that child eat food. He's only like 120 pounds. At most, you want to give him 120 grams of protein or whatever. Just let that boy eat. Make sure every time he eats something, there's protein on his plate. That's all I recommend. That's all I recommend. I mean, there's other protein, the shakes, like the Ensures and all these different kind of things will have protein. But for me to say, okay, here's a protein shake, a protein powder, I wouldn't be a good friend. I wouldn't really be, you know, I don't think that's a good idea. I mean, he's training hard, he's really working hard, but for kid his size, I mean, for kid his age, he should be able to eat all the calories, all the protein he needs to eat, or whatever. He should be able to do that. All right. I mean, there's, like I said, there is children's proteins and protein shakes or whatever, but they're all like stuff you can find like in a meal. Like I think it's about 20 grams of protein in like one of those things. You know, those are. I mean, I think that's fine. But for me to say, okay, have like this is I'd rather him be more whole foods and actually eating food than actually going to a shake. You know, I think shakes are for people that don't have time. I think shakes are for people that are trying to make some type of caloric measure goal, but they don't have, you know, just don't have room or whatever in their stomach to eat something or whatever. But for a kid, I don't think that should be a problem. They have ample time to, you know, do what they need to do, go to school and whatever, and eat them the food, in my opinion. But whatever, that was a little rant for that, for that point, for that topic. Anyway. So now when it comes to missing certain things, okay, when it comes to missing nutrients and certain things, I think it's best if you can just take a supplement, to be honest with you. Now saying you're cutting, you're trying to lose weight, yeah, and you feel, or you should be taking a multivitamin anyway. And most multivitamins, if you have an excess of it, you will secrete it or pee it out anyway. But my recommendation, if you can, is definitely just stick with a vitamin that you could trust. I have another real quick story. A client asked me, I recommended one to her. It was one that I use, but the female version of it. And it was, she's asking about a vitamin, but she said the multivitamin she has dyes in it. And she doesn't want dyes. So I recommended one that I use, but doesn't have dyes. Okay, so the Optimum Nutrition for women, though. Excuse me, and no dyes are in it. Okay, but this you have to understand something when it comes to anything you have. There's gonna be good and bad stuff about it. Okay, but her particular how she feels about things, she doesn't want to have one with dyes in it. Okay, but anyway, going back to what I was saying, you have to, when it comes to really dieting and not damaging yourself, I guess you could say. Supplementation is probably the best thing for you. Taking multivitamins, having your protein shakes, having whole grains, having lean meats, having your vegetables, mixed vegetables, those kind of things, different colors when it comes to your vegetables. So you're getting your antioxidants, you're getting certain things when it comes down to it. Okay, but you just understand, like I said, you don't want to eliminate everything and just, okay, like for instance, you know, just get rid of carbs altogether. You have to understand carbs comes with certain particular things like fiber. It comes with, that's important, especially for your heart. It is important for bowel movement. It's important for a lot of other things too. You have to understand there's a give and there's a take. Okay, just think about it like that. If you're going to take something away, okay, you have to make sure you're getting something back somehow, some shape or form. All right. So, real quick, any questions? I think that's everything I want to talk about. But any questions about anything? Let me see if there's any comments. I mean, that's the only thing I mean, I like to say hello to people when they come on. Anyway, so let's move on to some stories. So if anybody has any questions at all about anything, please feel free. Hopefully message from anyway. So there's a couple of stories I wanted to talk about. Okay, this first one was about a woman. My client was telling me about her. She's in the military. Anyway, long story short, she was walking her dog. Okay, and when she was walking her dog, she usually calls my client, you know, because what area she lives in is not like the best, but you know, to for reassurance, they talk on the phone while they're walking the dog, whatever. Anyway, so she apparently collapsed. She passed out and she ended up in the hospital. They found out that she had a stroke, a big stroke. Okay. And they also found out that she had mini strokes. Okay. Prior. So she had a little one before and she finally had one that she passed out from. So I bring that up to say what pretty much what the doctor eventually said is that concluded that she felt certain things. There's certain things she felt, but she never paid attention to. Okay, it could have been like a headache, a migraine, or something like that. She never paid attention to, and then she ended up having a major stroke. Could she have asked a major stroke anyway? Maybe not. I don't know. But either way, she had the stroke, and then, you know, she realized, you know, she should have, you know, paid attention to her body. So that's what I want you guys to take home from this little quick story. It's like not a million story, but this whatever. Make sure that you're paying attention to yourselves. We talked about, and actually now with my clients filling out the questionnaire, I put in the questionnaire when I usually ask, have you spoken to a doctor about you working out? Anything like that. But I never said, when is your last physical? So I added that part onto my my questionnaire when it comes to onboarding and everything when it comes to clients. So I added that on because it's very, very important that people understand. You have to see a doctor. You really have to. I mean, I know some people are worried that, oh, they're going to give me this bad news or whatever, but you have to see a doctor. Okay? All right, so that's that. Now, something kind of actually brought this to my attention. So listen to what I listen to this. This is what the captain said. Obesity or being underweight both constitute as malnutrition since they involve an adequate intake of essential nutrients, vitamins, and calories necessary for good health. Okay. Once again, obesity or being underweight both constitute as malnutrition since they involve inadequate intake of essential nutrients, vitamins, and calories necessary for good health. Now, a lot of times when we think about malnutrition or whatever, we think about people that, you know, stereotypically in Africa, the kids with the big stomach, they're not eating enough or they can't eat enough and so on and so forth. So we have to understand that that's not just that. Just like when I posted something a couple weeks ago, if not a month ago, a picture of four people that will be classified as, what would it be? Unhealthy or what have you. And I had someone that's really cut up and muscular, and someone was like overweight, and I forgot the other two. But it is pretty much saying that healthy doesn't really have a look. Really? Okay, you think if someone's healthy, they're chiseled, got the six-pack and everything. That's not always the case. Sometimes these people get to those six-pack levels or get to the level of having a six-pack at a cost of not eating well and are pretty much surviving off shakes and all this kind of stuff and or steroids or something else. You never know. Okay? So I just want to point that out because we stereotypically we think malnutrition or being unhealthy is being overweight or malnutrition is being underweight. They're both the same thing. They both realistically, by definition, are the same thing. Okay? All right. So, wow, I feel like I said a lot. I think I definitely got everything I needed to get. Okay, so Regina commented on the post, but where do I see? Okay, my screen froze, so I couldn't message it. Is this why you gave Craving? Wait a minute, is this why we gave Craving being too restricted? I'm kind of confused about the question, Regina. Can you tap it again? I'm so sorry. If you're, okay. This is why we gave Craving being too restrictive. I don't really understand it. Let's try it again. I mean, we can retype it or edit it. I'm trying to like decipher it. Maybe it's a riddle. No, it's a riddle. Is this why we gave Craving being too restrictive? Many are understanding the question. Anyone else has any question? I'll wait for you, Regina, of course, but anyone else have a question about anything? Now, make sure I go in my notes. Make sure I got everything, because sometimes I just skip over so much stuff. Hold on. Let me see. Oh, yeah, I think I got everything. Definitely, when you're hungry, definitely consider good fats. Okay, that does help. Protein and fats does help with satiety, meaning it lets you feel more satiated or satisfied. Let me see if I can just message her. Maybe she might come again. Let's see. Okay. Wait a minute. Oh, okay. So that's what she was trying to say. Oh, is this why we crave certain foods? Okay. Okay, phone. I don't know what the context is. I'm gonna come again. Is that why we crave certain foods? Oh man. Oh. Okay, guys. I don't know. Hopefully, she's. You know, I might as well. No, I'm just gonna call her. Let me try to do this again. Primary. Yeah, can I call her? Okay, let me see if I can call her. So she can ask the question. If you have a question, hello. Okay, let's try this again. Okay, wow. Sorry for technical. Okay, try one more time. I think this is it. Okay, I have two numbers. I'm sorry. I tried to call you on the line, but I have two numbers. Yeah, Regina, sorry. You're on live. With the live stream, okay. No, go ahead, ask your question, yeah. Yeah, I definitely definitely think so. I definitely think so. You're restricted because when we're in a diet phase, majority of us, maybe I feel, we go, go hard or go home kind of thing. We go to one, we go to the far extreme, you know, but forgetting the fact that we still need certain things. Yeah, like salt in our diet. Maybe sprinkle some extra salt in our eggs or egg whites or whatever to get that sodium in. Especially since we're not going to have, like, typically we get rid of the yolks and all this kind of stuff. And that has some form of sodium. We're taking the fat away. That has sodium in it, too. I definitely think so. Especially, it's usually salt or sweet. Because, what kind of person are you? You like salt or sweet or whatever. It's just always those two things that people crave at a certain point. But when we're dieting, we take those things away. So yes, to answer your question, I think that's the reason why, for sure. Yeah, no problem. Yeah. Okay. All right, no problem. Bye. I felt like I was on the radio and like, caller line one. Anyway, so yeah, guys, that's it. I mean, make sure I double check. There's no more questions. I don't think so. Okay, perfect. So I'm actually gonna have my last meal right now. Anyway, you guys have a good one. Thank you so much for joining this episode. Okay, we're gonna have I believe there's two more, and just a heads up, like to be not transparent, like I'm, you know, whatever, lying or anything, but I'll be away. So the first Monday in April, I won't be on because I'll be on a boat, and I'm kind of terrified because I can't swim. But anyway, I'm gonna try my best to enjoy myself. It's for a cruise, so it should be nice. Cruise with the family, alrighty, and friends. Anyway, guys, thank you so much for joining me. I'm gonna try my best to definitely sort out all these errors, these problems when it comes to the stream, because I like this better. Just having one camera, having my notes, and you know, it's just a better setup once you get started, but just getting it set up, that's the problem. Alrighty. Anyway, thank you so much for joining me, and I'll see you guys next time, okay? Bye.
Are you ready to transform your health and wellness journey? At Kadapa Strength, I'm committed to helping you achieve your goals through my three pillars for results. First, I educate, equipping you with essential knowledge to understand your body and its needs. Then I execute a tailored plan, ensuring every step is personalized to your unique lifestyle. Finally, I encourage, providing accountability and support every step of the way. Get ready to unlock your full potential and thrive in every aspect of your life. Visit me today and let's embark on this journey together.
Check me out at kadapastrength.com.